So, objective or reason for coming here, certainly we are a church. And therefore, as a church which is universal, and so part of it is here. But being a church, our concern extends to all of the human family, the universal human family. So having heard of the conflict here in Sudan, the Holy Father could simply not remain or sit unconcerned, unaffected, untouched, especially since in this year, he has declared the year of mercy, inviting all of us to be compassionate to the needy, the suffering, the oppressed, and those in any situation of conflict, inviting all of us to show a certain amount of solidarity and make our work of love concrete, and then taking the form of concrete gestures of reaching out towards the needy, the poor, the afflicted, and all. So I came basically to convey this sense of compassion, solidarity, thoughtfulness, and support for the people of Sudan, both Catholics and non-Catholics, to convey our wishes also to the government that it succeeds in taking control of the situation, and again ensuring the well-being of its people, and then ultimately offering the condolences to those who lost individuals or members in the conflict of the past few days, and to assure them of the closeness and the support of the church.
Indeed, you come at a time when South Sudanese have been haunted by the sad events of recent days. If I may ask, what are some of the images that have really struck you most? Because I understand you presided over a service, a church service. What are some of those images all that will remain etched on your mind?
You know, from our office, we also know that when we hear stories, we need to sift through those stories. A lot of this comes through the media, and it's always from the point of view. It's not that the journalists do not say the truth. That's not what I'm saying. But every now and then, an event like that of the events of the past few weeks, being reported outside, there's likely to be a very preponderant role of people's point of view. So yes, we heard that there was conflict over here, and one of the reasons coming over here is being over here and expressing the solidarity to get to see the situation real close. From the ground, and where, you know, I said we're coming to show solidarity. The concrete form that this show of solidarity should take would come from our experience and our concrete experience of the situation now. It's a situation where people need help and support. The concrete form of this support and help will come from the experience that we make. So, yes, we've heard there's some conflict going on here between government forces and first vice president and all. And we had wished, and we followed, his coming back into Sudan with a lot of optimism, enthusiasm, support, and prayer. So this haven't happened, and being presented as a conflict between government forces and that of the first president, it's a little bit disappointing. But again, we will not let that disappointment just keep us seated down or keep us just lie down and sit and wait. But we thought we'd come and, verify, see the situation for ourselves, and then so see what we can do to help. Because the big and the crucial thing is that South Sudan must heal. Mm. It must take up its whatever and develop and grow in peace. And that's what needs to be ensured and assured for the people. And anything that we can do to help and to facilitate the realization of that, that's what we think we must do as a church.
Indeed, you have said South Sudan must heal. That is a strong message. What do you see as the most important task of the church in supporting these efforts to bring peace and stability?
You know, South Sudan, like very many countries in Africa, but probably we're still worse than very many, is that this country is very young. So it doesn't have, if you want, the past history of several other African countries. Therefore, its experience of poverty is also very proverbial, if you want. It's young, it's poor, it doesn't enjoy stability. Its government is still in the process of formation, making the development over here a top uphill climb. It's an uphill climb for on account of all of these things happening here. Therefore, for us, like one of our popes, this is Pope Paul VI, he said that the new name of peace is development. But then he also quickly added that development on its part also requires peace. So while you cannot talk about peace when there's no development, so is it also true that development requires a peaceful environment to take place? So this is the thing. We're caught in between the two. Mm-hmm. We want to see Nyong, independent South Sudan develop and grow. But at the same time, we cannot realize this when the environment is not conducive towards development and growth, when there's, instability, where there's conflict and all of that. So this is really the situation as we perceive and see it. This country must develop, must grow, must take care of a lot of challenges that it has locally. But it also requires a very peaceful situation and environment and setting to be able to do all this. So that's why for us it's so important that we're able to help secure peace so that the development to the benefit of the people also take place. So that basically is the trust and the purpose of our visit here.
Thank you so much, Cardinal. And finally, before we leave, what message are you leaving behind for, one, the leaders of South Sudan, and two, for the population, which has really witnessed a lot of suffering and fighting in the last few years?
For the leaders, I cannot leave any message but what the message that the Pope himself has sent. You know, the Pope knows I'm coming here. And so he decided to send a message to the president and the vice president. Okay, and it's not up to me to talk about the content of the message, but I will deliver the message, find time to deliver this message to the president and the vice president. And probably they'll have the opportunity or occasion to talk about the content of the post message to them. Okay. On my side to the government, I think would be to just recall. I'm here as a churchman, as a priest, as a bishop, and whatever. And so my inspiration in making any extending any message or anything to the government here would necessarily be biblical or rooted in the Bible. And it will be this, that leadership is always for the well-being of the people. If there's any criterion for judging leadership, its character and its conduct, it's always the well-being of the people. So the criterion and the yardstick of any proper leadership is the happiness, the enjoyment, and the well-being of the people whom leadership serves. And this is true of a nation and a country, just as it's true also of the church. Leadership exercise in the church or in a leadership exercise in a nation and a state has this one true objective of ensuring the well-being, the happiness, the sense of fulfillment of its population. And so for this is what I will therefore, plead with government. And if therefore in this regard, the church or we can be of any help making this possible, we like to be able to help. And for the people of Sudan, we know that you're going through very sore and trying moments, just as when we're all enthusiastic and optimistic about things, picking up and growing, moving on the right path with the return of the vice president over here now. So we fight this thing and unfortunately also on the anniversary of your independence. It's almost to say that there was really nothing to celebrate, as it were. And this we find very unfortunate. And it'll be very trying and very kind of despairing, for all of you. But as we had occasion to celebrate today, the message of our church celebration today was that Christ is in your midst and is always a source of hope and full of glory. So we don't want to give up on hope. God has never given up on us, so we have no reason giving up also on hope. And so we commit ourselves to prayer. We pray for your healing, for your recovery, for the very many who lost people and relatives in the past conflict. We pray for your consolation, and we pray for the deceased. We pray for their repose of soul and a merciful encounter with the Lord himself. And so we pray for your situation where we know there are tough moments, food is short, a lot of amenities that you need for a very comfortable life are all short in supply. And so we'll see what we can do from outside. Whatever support can be arranged for you, and whatever support can be arranged for your own well-being as the country slowly picks up its own vocation to, you know, it's a destiny of its own growth and greatness. We'll see what we can do to help. But for the, you know, from everything that's happened in the past few days, be strong in the Lord, stay consoled, and do not give up hope.
Your hopes and dreams for South Sudan in just one sentence.
That it grows to become the people that God destined it to be. A people of greatness, a people of support, a people of justice, and people of peace.